Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, yesterday the Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees 8-2 in Yankee Stadium. Here now to discuss the game is Boston Red Sox third base coach Brian Butterfield.
The result was incredible.
What?
I'm the third base coach.
Really?
He
really
Boston,
is.
Of the Boston Bulls.
No,
I'm Boston the third base coach of the Boston Red Sox. That's right. We did beat the Yankees.
How long have you been with the team?
This is my first season as third base coach.
Wow.
They needed a fine third base coach, and I said, Brian Butterfield's up for the task. It's the Brian Butterfield School of Baseball Coaching.
Wow.
I wave them on to home when they're running the bases.
There's nothing you can't do.
That's correct.
Coach Butterfield, what are some of the small nuances?
Coach Butterfield.
That's right.
What are the small nuances about teaching someone how to actually play third base?
Well, ever since I've decided to become baseball man.
Hold on, man.
Yes.
I think he thinks that your job is to teach people how to play third base. Third base coach is not about teaching
that.
No,
my job is to stand on the third baseline
and
wave the runners home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
That's what I do wave them home, especially when there's a good chance that they will score.
Yeah.
The only mistakes I can make is if I send them home when they shouldn't be going home.
Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't had the opportunity yet.
One game in the season.
That's right. I hope to move up to manager man someday.
Who?
Manager man.
Do you have signals?
I have signals, yes.
Can you show them to me?
These are some of my signals with the Brian Butterfield School of Third Base Coaching.
Coaching, yes.
Run fast. That was video for everyone. If you're listening to this, you won't get that joke.
In fact,
it's very visual that I'm doing a radio impression of a person who's really more of a television person.
Well, but I love getting a chance to talk to you.
It's wonderful.
Will you suit up and wear the uniform of the
I do wear the uniform.
He's wearing it now.
How does it fit?
It fits very snugly. Very, very snugly.
Now,
That's right.
I know, Coach Butterfield, you're also very interested in health and nutrition.
I am.
What can you tell us about the nutritional needs of a professional baseball team?
I have implemented my special Butterfield diet plan for athletics.
Really?
Oh, you have a new one.
Specifically for baseball players.
Really?
That's right.
Fantastic.
No matter where we are, on the road, it doesn't matter, a long road trip or a lengthy homestand.
Uh-huh.
Saturday
is
treat day.
Oh, so on Saturday you can eat anything?
That's anything you want for 24 hours, even during the game.
Now, I have another.
I'm bringing hot dogs down to the dugout on Saturday because it's treat day.
You see, Rob, the Boston Red Sox have a third base coach whose name really is Brian Butterfield.
I am Brian Butterfield, the third base coach for the Boston Bulls.
Now, when you're out and about with your teammates, do you hang with the team?
No.
No, not at all?
No. At the conclusion of the game, I retire to the Butterfield Hotel.
Hey, that's a five-star hotel.
The Butterfield Luxury Hotel, and I put my head on a stack of printing paper. I would just like to say, I know because I'm realistic, that there is a segment of the audience that doesn't know who I am.
Yes.
Therefore, my sincere apologies if you may be looking at your MP3 device or radio quizzically.
But the thing is, if they don't know who you are, they're obviously way behind the times.
They are behind the times.
They might as well be living in 1000 Bessé.
Bessé.
Now, Bessé. The Butterfield Luxury Inn, does it serve breakfast?
It does. Mm-hmm. Every single person that stays at the Butterfield Luxury Hotel wakes up with a plate of hoisin crispy owl.
Oh, delicious.
That's right. It is delicious.
I'm on your Wikipedia page.
Yes.
It says that you haven't always been a third base coach.
No, I've been a manager in the minor leagues.
In the what?
The minor leagues.
Oh, but you've had other jobs outside of baseball.
Yes, I have. I was a private investigator up until I became a third base coach, and I was a master of disguises.
Hey, were you ever a pyramid worker?
I was a pyramid worker. Lord Viceroy's valet or whatever the hell it is.
What kind of disguises did you have?
I was Christmas man.
Oh, I love him.
Gay man.
Really?
Tea lady. A variety of disguises that I use to actually find your person. And I commit to you, in the off season, I will go back to my detective agency.
Really?
And if you've lost your loved ones, I will bring them home to you. Dead or alive.
Now, will you ever invoke your costume wear on the field?
I don't think that would be appropriate.
You know what would be great?
What's that?
Theatrical ghost.
Theatrical ghost.
You could be right there on the third base.
Perhaps I'll put on my clown suit. from Pagliacci and be a comedian.
That's a great one, too.
That would be wonderful.
You could really pack the stands. What with, you know, tickets not selling.
So go to a game now. Yeah. Make sure you see the Brian Butterfield, third base coach of the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. Order now or they'll lose.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Armand Goldman, you old so-and-so. How about those dolphins? Screaming Queen.
Stick your hand out sideways, not palm down. I'm going to shake it, not kiss it.
Right.
And tighten your wrist. No, straighten it, then tighten it. There. Al, you old so-and-so.
I just said that.
Well, now I'm saying it.
All right. Oh, straighten, tighten.
Al, you old son of a bitch. How you doing? How do you feel about that call today? I mean, the Dolphins. 4th-and-3 play on their 30-yard line with only 34 seconds to go.
How do you think I feel? Betrayed, bewildered. Wrong response?
I'm not sure. Take it from the top.
This is very exciting.
Yeah, it is, fella.
Oh, right on, amigo.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from what used to be Buzz Burbank's easy chair, but now it's Mike's because of his surgery, here's Mike.
We are live from the Studio 1K facility in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 17.5 million times, powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Tuesday. This is already April 2nd.
I can't believe it.
It's hard to believe.
It feels like winter.
Tax dice just around the corner.
That's right, Mike.
Yeah, super.
Our show today is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. I talked about it yesterday. Jimmy and my daughters and I will be attending the hockey game.
Oh, I didn't know Jimmy was going.
This coming Thursday, and we will be going with our ScoreBig tickets.
Nice.
And what a wonderful, beautiful relief it is when you click on ScoreBig, you order your tickets, and then you don't have what I like to call the rip-off fee at very end.
Yes. And you're not the only one who thinks so.
Absolutely. Oh, that's right. Do we have a... Oh, Jim Boyd?
Yes,
you
Jim
gave
Boyd
that to me.
Wrote
Thank
us.
You for that tease, Buzz.
Right,
I appreciate
Jim
it. Mike, I use ScoreBig to get 2 tickets to the Caps Islanders game, going to the same one I'm going to. ScoreBig got me $70 tickets for $46.50.
Uh-huh.
That's 41% off. The seats were great. My 8-year-old son and I had a great time. Oh, he already went. He's not going Thursday. He went despite the Caps' loss.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, there's nothing we can really do about the outcome of the games, especially when root for suck teams.
Maybe ScoreBig can work on that in calendar year 2014.
The Caps were a world of disappointment
on
Sunday.
Not so good, huh?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I was drowning my sorrows on Sunday.
Oh, dear.
I have shared with my coworkers the great deal I got at ScoreBig. ScoreBig rocks the red. Thanks for pointing me to ScoreBig. Cheers, Jim Boy. Jim, thank you very much.
Jim.
We appreciate that. Go to ScoreBig. Get $30 off your first order. Enter our code TMOS. And remember, here's the best part of it. No extra fees anyway.
Period.
And you don't get them. And when you see the other sites, if you try,
you'll know.
You'll see what they sneak those in there at the very end.
They call it a convenience charge, which I don't find convenient.
Yeah. The convenience to me should be the price of the ticket itself.
That would be convenient.
That should work all the convenience you need.
Work
they know that
me.
At ScoreBig. Go to scorebig.com. Never extra fees ever. On the program today, we welcome just the incredible app genius himself, Mr. Todd Moore.
Ni hao.
The creator of White Noise and a brand new app that we're going to tell you about later, and the man who will be escorting Mr. Oscar Santana to China. And I think the first question I would have for you, Todd, why the hell is Oscar going?
Oh, he wants to be a Chinese businessman, secretly. Secretly.
Yes. Oh, that's the worst kind, is a secret businessman.
He wants to be a player, doesn't he?
He really does
want to be. He wants the big score. He wants to be the entrepreneur, the guy that is on the riding the crest of the next big idea.
It's basically Vanderlei Industries. He's going to become an importer-exporter.
That's what he's going
to
do.
I'm trying
that's
to get into the import-export game.
That's where all the money is.
I know. And
what could possibly go wrong?
Are you looking forward, or are you still stressed about your trip?
Well, no, we got our visas, so we're good.
So you're fine.
Yeah, I was scared we weren't going to get our visas after we spent all that money.
I find that I get a little, maybe 2 weeks before a trip, like when you were kind of having some moments.
Right. Yeah.
I get that pre-trip anxiety. And then as the actual date itself gets closer, if it's anything I'm looking forward to, even slightly, I get pumped up.
Yeah, you guys Mike, must be pretty excited. When you travel, you go to like South Florida or Las Vegas, you never go behind the Iron Curtain.
No.
No, you're going... You've never,
I went to Haiti.
Yeah, but that's... Even that was more of a controlled environment because you were with people that knew what they were doing.
This is true, but it was still going here? To a third world country.
Yeah, yeah, what is. You've got here is Raj and Rerun going on a trip. They this don't know what true. They're doing.
So, Todd.
Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, I get the distinct impression that, you know, traveling to a communist country like China, a country that is so different than ours, probably requires a little bit of preparation. And you guys, I mean, you have your visas, but there's no handler over there for you guys. And
you're just wandering
no,
around.
No, we've got a bunch of Chinese apps, and we've got a bunch of English, Chinese to English books. So
we're on
I think
a
we'll
mission
be okay.
from God.
Yeah. So, all I'm taking is Siri. What could go wrong?
Do you have, has anyone given you any Silly. Kind of prep as far, like, for no. example, the vaccinations and stuff?
Yeah, have you had your shots?
No. Oh, no.
Do you need those?
We're young.
Yeah, you
We're
need
fit.
Those.
Really?
We're immune.
Let's, is there a shot for bird flu?
Oh, dear. Gentlemen.
No, you're going to kill yourself.
You guys haven't
there.
Had any
no.
immunizations?
No.
Should
no.
I go to the doctor? Before,
I mean, I get my shots every year.
Well,
you know?
These are different. And before traveling abroad, I don't know about China, but certain countries, even countries in Europe, there are certain inoculations you
yeah,
need to
well,
get.
Well, we're not going to the Congo, so we don't need that.
No, you're just going to China.
But the food and the water, these are factors, and they may contain things that you may
I
need to be inoculated
a box
against.
Of power bars.
Here we are.
You'll be
in
fine.
My luggage.
You know me. I'm probably the least internet savvy in this room. Mm-hmm. This was two clicks for me.
Two clicks.
Before visiting China,
yes.
you may need to get the following vaccinations and medications for vaccine-preventable diseases and other diseases. Let me put a little music behind
Seriously, did you know this, Oscar?
No, why would I care about
Please
that?
Please tell me you guys are doing shtick. You're breaking my
no,
heart.
No, I really don't know. No.
Yeah.
To have the most benefits, see a healthcare provider. You're screwed. At least 4 to 6 weeks before your trip
Whoa,
to allow
we
time.
We didn't even have that timeline.
To allow time for... Yes, you did.
Yes, and make
Yes,
that,
you did, Oscar.
In that
you
case,
did.
Make
Yes, you
the
did.
Timeline.
You did have that timeline.
No big deal. It'll be okay. Minute clinic.
Let me just share this with you. To have the most benefits, see a healthcare provider 4 to 6 weeks before your trip. To allow time for your vaccines to take effect.
Right.
And to start taking medicine to prevent malaria if you need it. I don't think you'll need that.
No. Probably
Are you going to
way.
Urban centers?
Yeah, we're going to be in cities.
And it's springtime. Well, what is it over there? I mean,
it's going to be in the 60s
so
in Beijing.
Similar to where
it's going to be in the 70s in Hong Kong.
Are you referring to the temperature or their level of technology?
You have one day.
Like the 1960s.
I'm sharing this as something that I think you need. Even if you have less than 4 weeks before you leave, you should still see a healthcare provider for needed vaccines, anti-malaria drugs, and other medications and information. You know what you definitely, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you should take Cipro with you.
I have a name and a number you
Cipro,
should call today.
An antibiotic.
Okay.
I have a name and a number
you should
call today.
I wasn't nervous until just now.
Well, they've been trying to make me nervous all week.
No, but you know what? This is
this
a legitimate
is real.
Concern.
Like, shouldn't Orbitz tell you, hey, you might die to get these vaccinations? I got no notifications.
No, they just offered us hotels.
If your travel plans will take you to more than one country during a single trip, be sure to let your health care provider know so that you can receive the appropriate vaccinations and information for all of your destinations. Long-term travelers, such as those who plan to work or study abroad, but you don't need that. Although,
and make no mistake, he's not worried about you. He doesn't want Oscar bringing tuberculosis back to the studio.
Yeah,
that's his concern.
Yeah. Bird flu.
Although yellow fever is not a disease risk in China.
Well, that's ironic.
The government... Rob.
I'm sorry.
Although yellow fever is not a disease risk in China, the government requires some travelers arriving from or transiting through countries with the risk of yellow fever virus transmission to present proof of yellow fever vaccination.
Uh-oh.
If you look at how quiet they got.
Wow.
This is real.
It is real.
This is real. Look at these two mooks.
I'm checking out deny us entry.
I'm looking at CVS right now.
You're going to spend 5 days at the airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Still counts.
Routine vaccination
counts as China. Good. Have fun in the duty free store.
What?
I'll bring you back something nice.
You shake it up and snows inside.
Are you ready for the vaccinations that they recommend you get?
Please, yes.
Routine recommended if you are up to date with routine shots such as measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, tetanus, all that.
I'm sure they're up to date on that.
Oscar says he is.
This is the one I got when I went to Haiti. Hepatitis A or immune globulin IG, recommended for all unvaccinated people traveling to or working in countries with an intermediate or high level of hepatitis A virus.
Don't eat anything over there if you haven't had your A shot.
Hepatitis B. Recommended for all unvaccinated persons. Typhoid, recommended for all unvaccinated
people. Mike, that's hepatitis B.
Polio, recommended for adult travelers who have received primary series. Japanese encephalitis.
Oh, that's the worst kind.
I will be fine.
Sneaks up on you, Mike.
This is recommended if you plan to visit rural farming areas under special circumstances, such as a known outbreak of Japanese encephalitis.
Welcome to Oscar Santana's labor camp.
Everyone, you make it seem like we're going to Tropic Thunder. We're not even going to be anywhere near there.
Dude. This is standard
practice.
I'm
on BeijingMadeEasy.com, and they said two thumbs up for short-term travelers. No vaccines.
I am on the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, well, you know what?
The CDC.
Yeah, that's the government.
I'll trust
the government.
I'll take CDC over Beijing Made Easy.
Beijing Made Easy, and that's linked to what? Bang Brothers?
No.
Razzers.com.
It's a reputable site.
Yeah, it's great. I always go there when I cheat death.
If you're not going to an area of China with malaria, I think you're going to be okay for the malaria vaccine. But and as far as the hepatitis, the one thing I was told about areas of China is the way that they transport their produce is a little suspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
In many cases, in some cases, they actually send produce down the river.
Yes.
And it absorbs the pollutants that are in the river,
they're
you know, water
barges,
and all that.
They put it on barges and they float it down dung-filled rivers. and so stay away from...
Well, no, it's not dung. It's industrial pollution.
Well, some of it's dung.
I think.
Well, it's a mix.
So stay away from bananas.
What is Beijing Made Easy
say? I'll give you exactly what it says. It says, China, particularly Beijing, is a very safe place to travel. However, there are a few things you probably ought to know.
Yeah.
The main risks are from pre-existing medical conditions and injury, for example, traffic accidents and common ailments like traveler's diarrhea.
Okay, pause for a moment.
Yes.
Pause for a moment. How can there be such a disconnect between the Center of Disease Control and Beijing Made Easy, or as I like to call it, BME, and their main concern there is getting hit by a car?
Yeah.
And you're talking about malaria.
This is propaganda.
There's a disconnect somewhere.
Yeah. Remember to wash.
The U.S. government doesn't want people to go there.
Thank you very much.
Make it scary.
It says, remember to wash fruit and avoid tap water. I think we can do that, Todd.
That sounds a little survivalist there. That's that U.S. government. I'm coming down from my... So they just want to make it scary.
Yeah. Good luck.
My doctor recommended hepatitis A shots before dining in New York. You know, much less Beijing.
And the weird thing is they just told you, wash all fruit, avoid tap water. How do you win? What are you going to wash it with?
I'm bringing my water distiller.
Great.
Are you really?
No.
Oh. that's
it's with Mike's juicer.
Am I depressing you with this line of questioning?
A little bit. I mean, I will tell you, I've only done one thing to prepare for this trip, and that is to install a way for me to get around the Great Firewall. So me and Oscar would be able to check in on Facebook.
Oscar and I.
Because, you know, they block Facebook, they block Twitter.
Will they, can they whack you, though, for that? Can they get mad at you?
Chinese prison.
I don't think they can.
Pound down.
They have these handcuffs.
We're going to be in motion. They can't catch us.
So... Todd says we can actually pretend like we're in the States and the government won't know. That's what he's created.
We're going to proxy all of our traffic through the U.S.
I would say the inoculation is the least of your problems.
I know. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Make sure you wash that modem with tap water.
And is it true, Todd, that what Oscar said the other day, I mean, that you may have worked for a government agency that, you know, had some small role in espionage over the years?
Hey, I got a visa, so that's all I can say. And in fact, one of the kind of scary things was we had to get a certain type of visa because the way we set up our itinerary, we're actually going into China three different times. So we had to get a special visa for that.
Multiple
and I hope
entries.
That doesn't look suspicious.
Now, when you say you're going into China three different times, what does that mean? I mean, you're going in and out of
flying in, then we're going to Hong Kong, then we're taking a bus back into China,
okay.
Then we're going back to Hong Kong, and then we're flying back into China to come back to the U.S.
Because Hong Kong isn't considered, you know, probably.
No, Hong Kong is still it's still a free area.
Yeah. Will they be going to Siam?
So Hong Kong's a blast. You're going to have
heard
that.
Hong Kong's
that's
amazing.
A different story. Hong Kong. Hong Kong rocks.
Have you been there?
No, but I've watched and read, and I'd love to go someday. I've never been anywhere in the Far East. Mm-hmm. I'd love to, but Hong Kong is a bustling, amazing city. You're going to spend most of your time in Hong Kong?
Half and half.
Oh, half and half?
Yeah.
So you're only going...
Don't drink the half and half either.
So you're only going to the Mao Zedong part for half the time you're going to be over there.
Yeah, we're Beijing for five days and then Hong Kong for five.
So you're going to be in the city.
Yeah.
So it's bird flu for 5 days, and then we go to Hong Kong.
That's great.
Now I'm freaked out. Now you got me. All this week,
there are no travel warnings.
What kind of plane are you flying in? Are you worried about the long flight? I'm like, nah.
Well, this is the first segment, I would say, where we're really diving into the Todd Moore, Oscar Santana trip over to China. We're really trying to find out exactly what's going on. Yeah. And I'm just looking. The internet's such a wonderful tool. As you know, Todd.
Yes, it is.
I am so really wonderful. So prepared.
Try it sometime.
I'm so prepared for them to say, April Fool's a day late. We've got all our shots.
This is it.
But you guys.
This is it.
Really? Well, what the hell were you thinking?
Is it a one-time shot? Because I got a bunch of shots back in like 98.
Okay, we're not talking like lemon drops.
I went to every
here.
Armpit on this planet.
And you realize, I know you're a science guy. You realize that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was 15 years
ago. Okay, that's a long time.
Dude, I just got my tetanus shot. Like 2 years ago.
Well, because you stepped on the thing.
Yeah.
So you're probably good with tetanus. Right. Let's come not forget back with not lockjaw.
Let's not forget, like, during the Olympics, when the spotlight was truly on, China. Is that, wasn't that family or that lady? Wasn't she stabbed to death or something by just a lone Chinese communist guy?
And no tetanus shot.
Death to Americans.
Yeah. I actually had a great conversation with the guy who went over to China that we used to talk to when we were on the sports, well, it was in the sports station, but WJFK. And he said...
You told the embassy about your trip, right?
No.
If you're going to live or visit China, please, and this is from the State Department, if you are going to live in or visit China, please take the time to tell our embassy and consulates about your trip.
We'll shoot them an email on the way out. Mm-hmm. So,
as Andy Parks would say, Mike, that's a good outfit. They should let that outfit know.
Good outfit.
What I... State Department.
Yeah, it's a good outfit.
The State Department's a great outfit.
How you doing? And Obama went to church.
Some of that.
Obama went to church. What do you like that? You know that crowd he runs with.
Yeah, that's a bad outfit, right?
That bad outfit in that crowd. He went to church,
that's
Obama.
Right. Yeah, drives you bananas.
From the Washington Times.
Who are you?
Andy Parks.
Hi, Andy.
Hey. That outfit.
Hey, have you ever been to China?
You know, they're
sure
red, you know.
Get your shots.
Red China.
Do you get your shots?
I'm like, what do you want me to do, have dinner with Chow and Lai?
I don't like that. That China's a bad outfit.
Yeah, you know it.
Regardless of disease, if we forge through and we don't get any type of ailments or we don't get...
Right, it really doesn't look all that bad.
If there's time to get the Hep A, you really should consider that anyway.
We don't get the respiratory infection. I think.
There's the bad air over there. Yeah. Remember that apparently the air is almost like you got to chew it.
Someone actually mentioned it because I'm taking some workout clothes.
And you're aware that if you're going to be traveling anywhere outside of, say, the hotel,
yes,
most areas outside and around Beijing, like perhaps you guys are going to industrial areas too. I mean, looking at manufacturing,
yeah,
is that part of your thing?
We're being guided.
Oh, you're being guided. Okay.
Oh,
because
good. That's a relief.
Because many regions, such as the Tibet Autonomous Region, you're not going to Tibet,
no.
But other areas require special permits for tourist travel. Mm. And permits are not always granted.
Mm. No.
We've got our passports. That's all I know.
That's
and
great. I've got my passport, too, and I'm not going to
if
China,
you
so
have,
we're tied.
If you are an American citizen, but you have ancestry from other regions, such as Central, South, South America, and Mexico.
Wow, is that you,
be
Oscar?
Aware that the Chinese have special considerations for people of Hispanic descent.
They cleared me.
I'm just kidding. I made that part up.
You have to write that, though. You have to write that when you fill out the application.
You have to write your heritage?
Yeah, if you had another citizenship at one point in your life.
Scary.
I wrote everything. I should give him my passport number for my old passport from Bolivia.
So what, besides the business stuff you guys are doing, I mean, you have to, my point is
we're
going to
play ping pong and ding dang.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
Obviously, I mean, you're a very,
you're
a very smart guy. Oscar's a very energetic guy.
Apparently,
not. Thanks, Mike.
And the thing about it is that I would assume you put some planning into this trip.
Almost zero planning.
Yeah.
We're going, man. We got the visas.
No big deal.
And I set up my firewall proxy.
What did you do with all the time that was made when you said, "Oh, I don't need to plan anything medically"? That must have freed up a few hours. Did you do anything with that bonus time, or did you just mostly, just plan?
I did those three things.
We asked three people what we should eat. Uh-huh. They said the food was going to be spicy, so I think we bought power bars and said make sure we have charging equipment.
And we're only going to drink bottled water.
Yeah.
Bottled water from
and
there
vodka.
Or here?
Because
you can't really bring
water,
so you're going to be drinking Chinese bottled water.
Yes,
that's really good.
This is going to be a trip of a lifetime.
When you're doing the industrial tour, why
maybe
not go
the
to
only
the,
trip of the lifetime?
Go that to be the only one, a shortened lifetime. Go down to the bottled water factory, which is a bunch of old Chinese women at the dung-filled river, and they're just filling the bottle. You can get it straight from the source.
It's going to be a beautiful.
I'm giving
experience.
You guys a little tutorial here.
Please,
this is a guy that wrote this on the website. I was in Beijing less than 1 month ago. Prior to going, I read these warnings. Dangerous. changers, and there's a list of at china.org. They were very helpful.
Website.
However, nothing was ever mentioned about the amount of counterfeit money that is floating around.
We have that.
Beware. Luckily, I lost only about $50 total in counterfeit bills. Uh-huh. Especially watch out for counterfeit 100 RMB. Is that the...
What is that?
It's called the Kwai, I think.
Before you get into a taxi, make sure you can see the locks on the door.
Why?
Cab driver locked me in his cab, and I was trapped in the cab and couldn't get out because the locks had been removed from the back.
Right.
Unbeknownst to me, counterfeit money was given to me as change at the Summer Palace. When I tried to pay the driver, he said it was counterfeit, and he locked me in the cab.
Mm. Wow. You see, you must be careful. You can keep that counterfeit.
Is that a man or a woman?
Let me see. Deborah. It's a woman.
Yeah.
Keep that counterfeit money. Yeah. You can use it to buy the counterfeit Cipro that they'll be selling you when you come down with all your illnesses.
And then we have actually a listener from United that wrote in who hopefully is going to help us out with our flights, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really? Cool? Oh, like Uppy Grado.
Well, he's going to try. We'll see.
That's awesome. Hey, good luck. Let me know if that goes wrong.
Give him some counterfeit money as a tip.
So he's in Bangkok right now.
Got you some counterfeit peanuts.
Yeah, here's some Kwai.
It says here, follow the wooden plank. Effed. Follow the wooden plank roads. When you follow the plank roads. You follow the plank roads.
Follow the wooden plank roads.
You will see more of everything, and everything in this park is worth seeing. I don't know what they're talking about.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to go.
Well, you should have a very happy trip.
As long as they have great Wi-Fi.
When I'm traveling around the world, that's always what that's my mantra. Absolutely. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going anywhere. I mean, I know when I travel to South America, there's certain shots you have to take, but we're going to the big cities. They had the Olympics, for God's sakes.
Yeah, they had the Olympics.
When you are on a bus or even walking down the street, you need to keep your bag closed. I would assume this is for women.
Common sense.
If you have a purse, make sure it has a long strap to hang. That's like any city.
It's hard to keep the stuff in if you don't.
I'm not hearing, to be honest with you, I'm not hearing a lot of, I'm looking for it. I'm not finding a lot of stuff.
Katie Cole went there for 2 months. She never got
any. And she came back in one piece.
And she said that there's always bottled water. Beer is actually cheaper than water, which is probably what we're going to be drinking the entire time.
Now, I know Katie Cole very well.
You boys will. I think you will do that. I think that now I'm a little jealous.
I know Katie.
Sing Tao.
Very Katie Cole very well. Was she aware she was in China?
Took a wrong turn.
That's funny. Hey, Buzz Burbank had a very dangerous situation in his neighborhood.
Potentially, yes.
Tremendous, upheaval. Buzz lives in a crime-infested area.
Yeah.
It's like the most lily-white suburban suburb in the history of mankind.
It's like Andy Hardy's neighborhood.
I swear to God, it's like everybody that lives there is named Flanders.
I diddly do.
But there apparently was some sort of foul play that went on, and Buzz will have details on that when we come back. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, you know, healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Now, there is a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. Weight Not plans now start as low as $5 a day.
Whoa.
That's about the cost of a gym membership, and you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat the real, natural foods that you can find in any grocery store. There are no packaged meals. There is no meal replacement, no prescriptions, no stimulants. That's big for me. Mm-hmm. I've been on programs before where they have, you know, they're just chock-a-block with caffeine.
And it messes with your migraine situation.
Yeah, it messes
you up. Nothing artificial.
On multiple levels. Mm-hmm. Nothing artificial at all. It's the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Weight Not has helped thousands. Read the success stories on the Weight Not Facebook page. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. That's weightnot.com. You love it. We love it. It's time for you to show us what you're made of with Weight Not. Anything you have to add on that?
The one thing they did that they could have done to possibly make it better is now they're making it more tailored to the individual.
More affordable, too.
And I didn't think they could make the product any better, but they have. So call today. If you have weight to lose, any rate, any amount, they can take care of you.
WeightNot.com. Check them out today. And we love them, and you will, too. And let us know about your success stories. We love getting your letters right here at Mike O'Mara's show to find out about what's going on. All right, let's get right over to Mr. Buzz Burbank and find out about... All I know is you said there was some sort of foul play in your neighborhood.
Well, or so the neighbors thought. Certainly, we had a friend over for Easter dinner on Sunday. It was...
Why is he like that? He's very cryptic. You notice that?
Our friend Susan. Our friend Susan came over. She lives alone, and so we had her come over and join us for a wonderful Easter dinner.
This isn't the nun, is it?
No. She's not a nun.
Buzz, Susan, did you roll back the stone?
Nah.
Is Susan?
Yeah, I think you know.
How long have you known Susan?
A few years. She used to live in the house that will come into play later in the story.
Really? So she's from the neighborhood?
Yeah, originally. Now she's moved out west, but she came into town and spent Sunday with us to have a wonderful dinner. We had
don't most of your friends move out west eventually?
Mostly they do, yeah.
They think Phoenix or Los Angeles. Or
usually there's a complication.
Right.
And then a hasty getaway.
That's right.
So it's just the three of you for Easter dinner?
Right, exactly.
Did you make a ham?
Oh, no, we had lamb. Boneless leg of ham that was just crazy good.
Yum, yum. And
those are the easiest lambs to catch, by the way.
Asparagus.
Boneless guy.
Yeah, they just lay around.
They flop around for a while.
I think this was right.
Nah. Strawberry. Nah. But it was great. And
Todd,
so,
are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just watching you. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
He's reading up on China.
We've stressed him up about China. We stressed him out completely. Yeah. About
thanks for the well wishes, jerks.
So, bon voyage. Oh, we wish you well. In fact, I'm going to give you the name of a doctor to call.
You're rooting
for I'm looking forward to it. Like, the boy's got, he's taking a month off, okay? When he comes back, I want some good negative stories.
That's right.
I mean, really.
He should
seriously
have some. Yeah. So,
seven shows. Goddamn lifetime in our business.
We finished our meal, and we sat down to watch a movie. It's sort of a B movie. I liked it, except for the ending.
Blake.
Mr. Brooks with William Hurt and now the name escapes me. But, Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Kevin Costner and William Hurt were in this
old movie.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, but we hadn't seen it before. It's a thriller about a serial killer.
I'm great. Kevin Costner never makes a bad film.
That movie was released in the 50s, wasn't it?
No, I don't believe it's been that long.
So
has John Garfield in it, I think?
Last year or two.
Is Susan a big movie watcher?
She actually brought this movie with her. She brought the DVD.
And she recommended it to you guys?
Well, she hadn't seen it yet, but she thought we ought to all give it a try, so we did. So
she
picked
it up at a grocery store?
Watched. I have no idea the origin of this disc, nor the relevance of that question. But
Buzz does not tell many stories on the show, and you might be listening to why. It's extremely difficult when you're working with us.
A little more detail, at least.
All right, so she goes to 7-Eleven and gets one of those Redbox movies.
Let's say that.
Okay.
And so we sat down to watch the movie, and we're watching it, and the dialogue is very soft. So we have, I have the home theater sound, the surround sound, complete with the subwoofer. And
a sub what?
A what?
A subwoofer.
You mean a woofer?
A woofer.
Well, no, this is a subwoofer.
A woofer?
Subwoofer.
Isn't that subwoofer?
It's woofer. It's like the dog, woof, woof.
Yeah.
It's pronounced woof.
You say woofer, I say woofer.
What's that country you always like to pronounce?
Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
And where is Honolulu?
It's in the state of Hawaii.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're watching the movie, and it's the volume is very soft.
Yeah, it is for the dialogue, and so we have it turned up pretty well. And the room starts to get warm, so I walk to the back of the room, and I open the sliding glass door.
Before you do that, do you want to hear a clip from the movie? Because we have a clip.
If you do, I'd love to. I think it would help set the scene.
All right,
yes,
this is Mr. Yeah. Brooks.
From the movie. Right.
William Hurt, Kevin Costner.
Right.
Let's roll it right now. Mm-hmm.
So you see why I had to turn the volume up substantially.
Okay. I also see why the room was getting so hot.
What I didn't know is there, because the movie is about a serial killer, there is gunfire in the movie. And they've enhanced the gunfire somehow, and especially with a subwoofer, the gunfire when it occurs is about 100 times louder than the rest of the movie.
All right, stop there for a second.
Right.
I know you want to tell your story about
what
happened, but
of course.
Jesus, I hate that.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a crappy sound system in a movie.
The worst.
And you have it, you have it up to 80 to hear the dialogue, and then the train comes through, and it's so ridiculous. Why do they do that in movies?
I could tell they did this on purpose. Okay. I mean, this was intentionally enhanced. They wanted, and there was an element of surprise involved.
Right.
I was certainly surprised, and consequently so were the neighbors.
And that's not fair, because in your case, Easter dinner, you got three older people there, and you're giving them a start.
We don't need that sort of a fright.
We want to talk about the element of surprise. What about when Buzz took his pants off?
There was nothing.
Talk about a shot.
There was nothing surprising.
So
about
you're
that.
Saying there's gunfire on the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, big time. I mean, just crazy loud.
Okay.
And when it occurs, I had just opened the sliding glass door at the back of the sort of media room that we have. And the problem with that is it was crazy, exponentially loud. Like I said, 100 times louder than the dialogue track to the movie. And, didn't think anything about it. Closed the door once the room had cooled off and went back to watching the movie. And we reach the apex, the climax of the movie.
Yeah.
And the doorbell rings. And God, who could be calling? know who's.
That's going, you want to piss Buzz Burbank off.
It's the right. It's the climax of the movie,
right?
And there's someone at the door.
Not the only.
And you're
climax.
Shirtless.
That's right. That's
true. So I put on my shirt and I go to the door.
Put the top back on the lube.
Ladies, hold
no,
on.
No, it's the you know you can leave the top. But I go to the door and it's and Marcia goes with me. Fortunately, I think it's good that we both went to answer the door because it was the neighbor who lives behind us in the house where Susan used to live.
Right.
And he said, and he was very nice about the way he put it. He said, we heard noises coming from your house and we saw flashes.
So it's not the first time he said that.
What he's saying in a very polite way is he heard gunfire at our house and believes because of the flashes he also saw it.
Is this is this an older gentleman?
No. This is a young. I would say that's a couple in their 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he wear a helmet?
Late 30s.
Why would you walk over and say, "Hey, you got, do you have guns here?"
Yeah. It was very, I think, very brave of him to come over and investigate what had to have sounded like what it was, gunfire.
Does he
to
know
him.
You at all, though?
Just barely. We've just they haven't lived there that long, and they work all the time, and so we just barely ever see them.
If it ever crossed my
Marcia,
mind,
Marcia, why are you always in the same room I'm in?
If it ever crossed my mind that a gun went off in Buzz's house, my thought would be that he was being attacked by a burglar.
Right.
Yeah.
We're out of bacon, naturally.
So it was very kind.
Who ate the rest of my homemade cereal?
It was very kind of him to check up on us, and it was very, I think, very brave of him to check up on
shocking.
Us.
And
yeah, you want a neighbor like that.
And that's why I think it's good we both went to the door to let him know that one of us hadn't shot the other. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm concerned about is...
We hear gunshots. You know, the one time we heard a gunshot, it was unusual because it was a Wednesday. here in
you
my neighborhood.
Expect yeah. that on
normally
Wednesday.
It's Thursday through Sunday.
That's sure. right.
And yeah. close to the front of the month because that's when the check's clear.
Exactly. Yeah. Welcome to Manassas.
So interest you in a used tire?
So, you know, we want to make this up to them somehow. And yesterday, Marcia baked a batch of brownies, regular brownies.
Oh.
Unadulterated brownies. Okay. No, right. we saved. But no, unadulterated brownies we're going to take to the neighbors as sort of a peace offering and to thank them, you know, for their concern and their interest and again, to apologize for the noise. They were not
home. Do the neighbors spark up like you guys
did? I don't think so, okay. but I don't
Mr.
know.
Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. Blazer.
Not yet. Not yet. But, yeah, so we want to present
Connie Buss.
This peace offering, but they just weren't home. And so it's going to have to wait maybe today. Maybe we'll catch them today.
So there really was no gunfire. See, I knew there couldn't have been. Not in your neighborhood.
What I'm concerned about now is that they will think when we offer them the brownies that we're trying to poison them to get rid of the witnesses.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my only concern at that point. And
were you able to go back to the movie and enjoy it?
Yeah, well, you know, such as you can enjoy a movie about a serial killer, but we were able to finish the movie.
This was the most embarrassing thing since the time that Buzz had the windows open and was watching Armageddon, and they came over and said, "Are aliens attacking?"
Is this a nerdy kind of neighbor, or is it a normal kind of person?
You know, normal to nerdy, somewhere in between, and mostly normal, I think.
So let's say 10 is like Milhouse, and mm-hmm. 1 is a really cool person. Where do they fall?
I would say like a six or seven.
Yeah, you got to get them out of the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, you got to run them out.
I don't know if I ever saw
smoke them out.
Do you recommend that movie?
It's a great. Yeah, I do for the movie itself. The ending. A little disappointing, but maybe worth the trip. I think it's worth a viewing. Yes, I'd give it a mild thumbs up.
That's cool that you sit down and watch a movie with people. I don't do
that. Oh, I could never do
that. People could bring you a movie.
Huh?
We could have a club where the listener comes and brings you a movie.
Well, you're making one very, very large assumption.
What's that?
That I want to see you after a week of work.
No, I'm not saying that.
And we do road trips together. We vacation together.
Trust me, Mike. My dust hasn't settled since Florida. I want nothing to do with
you. And, you know, I love you to death, but I will tell you this, that if there was anybody in this room that I would not want to bring his choice of movie to my home for me to watch, it might be you.
But what I'm saying is...
You know what? Let's do it real quick, almost like a bonus show.
Is there a movie you guys could agree on?
You're number one you're going to bring to a guest house. You're gonna
to your house? Absolutely. I would bring the Blues Brothers.
No. Seen it.
Yeah.
It's all over cable.
It is.
So all right. Well, I'll be staying home then.
Okay. What would you bring to my house?
The Goonies.
The Goonies?
No. Oh, that's even worse.
That's awful. Great movie.
Bring so it to old. Robert.
Buzz, what would you bring?
Fritz the Cat.
Buzz Burbank. Buzz Burbank with the win, and I'm being completely honest.
That's great, and you leave
Fritz
all the
windows
open?
Fritz the Cat is the original animated mm-hmm. porn. Todd Moore, what would you bring?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, and see, Todd has picked my top five.
Yeah, but that's a kiss-ass answer.
All right, no, what? Now, hold on.
It's
he might not.
Movie.
No, but it's not his favorite movie.
No, we're compatible.
If he knows that, that's fine. If he doesn't know that, it's fine,
I didn't know that.
Too.
I swear I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. See, that means he's got great taste. Pony Boy.
Bring it over before you die.
Pony Boy, get your nose out of the computer. What is the movie you're bringing to my house that we're all going to watch?
Yell it.
All right. We have to take a break. We'll get Ponyboy's answer after the 11-minute break that he has to think
great
through.
Great tease, Mike.
Thanks. So we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, and then we'll get to Mark, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara's Show.
Boy, this is a lot of copies. This requires some special reading here. Hold on. Let me get it close. Rob, I need some music for this.
I have no idea what you're about to read.
I need Roman processional music, some music of grandeur.
I've got
grandeur.
It.
This is a new sponsorship.
I
want to spotlight this, Rob, because I want a big deal and I want music behind it.
I can do
that's
it.
Appropriate, and I will wait to deliver this commercial properly, Rob, with the right kind of musical accompaniment.
All about grandeur. And if anybody can do grandeur, it's Rob.
Yeah, but thank God I didn't bring over the Blues Brothers.
I might use my John Facenda voice for this.
You want pomp?
Yes.
I have for you pomp.
Okay. Introducing Fart Cushion.
Oh no.
Fart. Let me start again.
Okay.
Sound effects.
You want the music from the front too?
From
the
top.
Yeah.
All
right. Hold on, I want to
do this is the good one.
It's a legitimate sponsorship.
Yeah. It's real, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta get my right thing here.
Okay, there we go. And I'm just gonna go to it when I mention the name.
Okay, right. So it's open. Are you ready?
Yep. Introducing Fart Cushion. The best way to turn your smartphone or tablet into the best practical joke of all time, the whoopee cushion. Do you laugh when someone cuts the cheese? Find yourself eating extra beans to give someone the best Dutch oven ever? Are you wasting hundreds of dollars on new boxers? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Fart Cushion is the app for you. It's available for all iOS and Android devices. Fart Cushion.
Thank you.
Uses multiple sensors to detect the best time to drop a back-end blowout. That sounds like a party you have after you like wrap a movie. Hey, you coming to the back-end blowout?
I know the last time Buzz had a back-end blowout, the neighbors came over and checked on him.
Drop your back-end blowout on unsuspecting friends at Fabley. Sounds are so lifelike that your friends... Does anybody have the app?
Yes, I do.
Can we have an example?
Sure.
All right. Sounds are so lifelike that your friends will think they just made their own smelly jelly. That's disgusting.
Oh, God. Did you write that?
I wrote the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
That's terrific.
The best part about Fart Cushion, the price of gas is absolutely free. This is a free app?
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome. And you created this? That's it?
That's it.
Believe it or not, I created this before White Noise.
Wow.
And it's very popular.
Was the original name of this one Brown Noise?
The best part, I didn't know you dug scatological, Todd. The best part about Fart Cushion... The price of gas is absolutely free. Free to whistle a symphony of... Okay, that's enough, Mark. I've had enough. Whistle a symphony of poopy tunes anytime, anywhere. Fart Cushion does it all, but without the mess.
Oh, God. Unless you really, really like it.
It's 100% free and fun for all ages. Search the App Store for Fart Cushion and TMOS... and TM Soft. To make sure you get the very best in Brown Noise production.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal it. Right.
Now you have two apps that are Brown Noise.
I do.
Technically.
Wow.
Also, be sure to leave a 5-star review if you think this app stinks really good. Again, that's Fart Cushion by TM Soft for iOS and Android devices. Download Fart Cushion today.
Nice.
Mike, congratulations.
Well done. You know what's very cool about this app also is that it'll fart by the way you move. So it works with the motion sensors in you know how the iPhone has that?
Yes.
If you keep it in your pocket, say, and you lift your leg, it will rip a great fart for you.
And will you be able to, can you ever put it somewhere?
Yeah,
and
put it on the couch and sit down.
Yeah.
You can do that and it'll do that automatically?
It uses GPS and the accelerometer to detect motion.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, this really is a great practical joke opportunity.
It's really funny. It's really funny, yeah.
I like that. That's cool. I want to play with it.
He's taken something that couldn't be more backward and made it the most advanced thing possible.
You know,
he's bringing farts into the 21st
century.
Don't
you believe that he's using his powers for good?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's like Peter Parker.
I wonder if you could ever rig it up to a like a speaker, too.
Could you ever do that?
You could bring it to your auction.
My surround sound for my neighbors.
Yeah.
Bring it to my wireless auction that I'm doing.
plugged in wireless. The Buzz's subwoofer.
That's woof, woof,
woofer, woofer.
When last we left, Buzz had gunfire at his house, but it wasn't really. It was the movie Mr. Brooks, and we were talking about movies that you would bring to somebody's house. Rob's was the Blues Brothers. Oscar was going to bring
the Goonies.
Buzz was going to bring, I forgot.
Fritz the Cat.
Fritz the Cat, and Buzz was the winner. And Pony Boy, we were going to get to you.
I'm thinking Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is a
strong.
You know, that's a strong one.
Strong.
Mark Ronick,
I would probably bring you Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Yeah.
Solid.
I don't know about Braveheart.
Oh, Braveheart's great.
Well, you know, do you want
William
him here,
Wallace?
Do you want him here that long?
Well, that's true. That's
it's
the
like
whole
a
problem.
4-hour movie, isn't it?
I'm not sure I would do the Braveheart.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
What if instead of the Blues Brothers I brought the Ten Commandments? Could you do
no,
that?
No, no. I watched a little bit.
You're getting colder.
Rob, it does not. Look. I know it's a novelty for you, but it does not hold up.
No,
but it's so
it doesn't
great.
Even
the,
remotely
the
hold up.
The fact that it doesn't hold up is what makes it so magnificent.
It scares me.
It does. Really does.
What would I bring to
don't
your
you
house?
Don't you love... No, you'd never come to my house.
But well, I've been to your house.
One time you needed something.
I...
You did. At Christmas.
But I let you give me that whole tour. I was there for about 6-7 minutes.
I know. I remember.
He let you give him the tour.
It was a good time.
4 minutes
he
too
He said,
long.
Do you have that thing? I said, I do, but... You're going to have to take the tour.
God, 6 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
That's right.
Overused expression.
However,
I hate it when it's used about this show.
I was very pleased when you left. I thought we did very well.
I thought
we cut it at the right moment.
It was terrific.
Yeah. It really. You were looking nice.
I would bring to your house, I would bring the movie that I would bring to you would probably be Casablanca.
I would love that.
Oh yeah, you
but
guys.
You,
are...
But then you wouldn't. You wouldn't watch it with me.
Yeah, I would.
Would you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would watch Casablanca.
Cool.
That's an elderly movie that I actually like. Yes.
I just popped up. We did Tech 411 last night. Mm-hmm. Our tech show we do here for More Broadcasting. And Katie Cole, who now works for Todd.
Girl, otherwise known as Girl on the show.
Does she know she's working for Todd?
Yeah, well, she shows up every day. She does.
Wonderful friend of the show.
Yeah, you are her.
She loves it here in China.
I do. She's the best.
So Girl mentions to me, because you know at one point she was working in Erie, Pennsylvania at a radio station.
Yes, with our old producer, Bethann McBride.
Yes. She has shaved her head again.
For the Shave for the Brave.
Yes.
That's for the cancer benefit. Uh-huh. I saw a picture of that. The woman, Bethann McBride, loves to shave her head.
And other things.
It's a very odd thing. I mean, she did that. The first time she did it, it wasn't for charity or anything. It was just for she wanted to do it,
and
right?
And you know what?
It's not only one of the weird things about Bethann.
Not only did she want to do it, she did it in a way that was off the air. She totally blew it.
Because she blew the bit for you guys.
It is the defining moment between Rob and Bethann and their relationship. Because Rob, who knows the business of show, as do I, and we were all so put off by the fact that we have this great moment of shaving your head on the air. It's been done.
A 90-minute build-up.
But shaving a woman's head.
But a woman's head.
Yes. We've done it before. We've had men shave their heads. Mm-hmm. We've had women shave their heads. You know, it's an old radio tradition. You know, you want to get an audience, you shave your head.
Right.
And she did it. We were talking, and she went away and hid.
Right, she did it, and I mean, she's done things to me that have made me angry for many years, for many 10 years. But that was the one time. Even when she denied me meeting Jennifer Love Hewitt, I wasn't as mad at this one moment when I was so mad that I felt like. The kind of mad where you jump in place because
right.
you're so mad. I felt like jumping to a point where my legs would move, but my torso would stay still.
Right.
Just jump, jump, jump. What the hell did you do? Why did you do
it? Is that radio station now kaput or what
it's
is the
still
deal?
Alive as far as I know.
Is she still
I
up
just
there?
Asked, I asked yes. her, I said, can you figure out if she did it off air or on air? I wasn't sure.
Probably neither. She probably did it at the event because that's where I did
okay.
it when I went down where Angie Goff invited me to come down.
I remember what you did. It was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
right?
I did it about a year and a half ago. And, it's terrific. It makes you feel good. And you see the kids that appreciate the support, mm-hmm. especially the families that
Very
are down
cool.
there. It's mostly mommies of these cancer patients. And they do it for right. solidarity. And it's a very, very, it's a wonderful event. I don't know if I'd want to do it again, but I did it once. And mm-hmm. I was happy to do it. It
you,
was great.
You had the pleasure of shaving my head.
That's
which
right.
Which was great.
I shaved your head.
Yeah.
Yes, it was fun. It was fun. And I don't know what that has to do with movies at the house and how we got on that topic. Well, Katie Cole.
Right. Yes.
So Katie Cole is part of Tech 411 now, or did she come
She's
on?
She's always
or?
Been on Tech 411 just helping produce it.
Right.
But now what was great, this is what's great about like our little family here is that we always try to help everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Cole was in the position to get a new job, and Todd was looking for an assistant.
She's very good.
And I said, look, when Katie Cole worked here, she got here on time all the time, mm-hmm. worked hard, never
yep.
complained.
Yep.
This might be
she
a
had
good
a great attitude,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. we're all very fond of her. And You know, there are not many interns that, you know, stick around, and we have some great ones. We have a Zoolander, and we have a girl, and it's great having her part of Todd's thing. I think that's
terrific. Thank you for vetting her for me. Made the decision easy.
She works hard. She works very
hard. She's had all her shots.
I didn't know that she spent she spent 2 months in China.
Yeah.
What did she do over in China?
Oh, well, she wandered.
I asked her that because when, you know, we get to see them here and there, so we think they're on spring break. They've gone somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she just
studied abroad?
She had a couple friends that were out there, and she would just travel all throughout. This is, as much as a free spirit is kind of dangerous at times, it worked out for her because she would just find her friends and go visit them, just jump on a train or a bus or a plane and just head their way.
In China.
That is, requires bravery that I could not even
You know, it requires bravery to move to a different city and start a job at her age. And she did that in Erie. Now she's back in Washington, D.C., and I'm glad you hired her. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, she's great.
She is a very good kid. Let's cover my Sunday night briefly.
Yes, please.
I didn't get to this yesterday on the show. Where do I begin?
The Cavs lost.
Well, no, earlier. What time did you go to Mass?
This involves three people. My buddy Chandler, four people.
Yeah.
My buddy Stevie, my buddy Jimmy, and then another buddy that showed up at the end of the night.
Can you explain us to Chandler? We don't know of Chandler.
He's a friend of mine. He pops over occasionally. He's a big one for calling when he's on his way.
Oh, one
of
those.
Yeah. And the way I handle Chandler is that if he is on his way, I'm you know, fine and say it'd be cool.
Right.
It's fun. It's a lot of laughs, and he pops in, and he knows Carla and her mom, and they come over and visit.
Cool.
And I will simply, if I answer the phone, it means I'm going to be prepared for a visit, or maybe not. But most of the times, if he's coming over, he calls and says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I know he's on his way. So
you ever seen his call come in and hit decline?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, occasionally, you're not in the mood, or you're in the middle of something, you do that as opposed to. But he's, you can also tell him, "Hey, I'm busy" and stuff like that.
Right.
But he's on his way, and I answer the phone, and I figured, they're coming back from doing some work down on his boat. He's got a boat down here on the Potomac River, and he was coming back. I said, "Hey, stop by." He said, "Yeah, we'll come by," and so they come by during the hockey game, and it's the second time he's visited during the hockey game. He knows that he's cool. He just lets me enjoy my game, and I'm not necessarily
roughly what
social.
So
I get completely. He's 103.
No.
I don't
is
know.
Is he like in your circle?
He's a little older than me.
Okay.
Probably.
You don't have to entertain him.
You're
he's
not
cool
hosting.
With you watching
he's cool.
the game.
Yeah. So, but I get when I'm watching a hockey game, I will be engaging in conversation as best I can.
Sure.
And then I will like you'll ask me a question. So, how's your boat doing? Oh, it's great. Yeah, I remember that one time we went to the river and I was wait a minute.
Well,
let
it's
me
like
finish
when
the play.
At the
let
game.
Me finish
it's like
the
when
play.
You're at the game. Gotta
watch. Yeah.
Exactly. I get very caught up in it and very focused. Well. Needless to say, it's a Sunday afternoon. It's Easter Sunday afternoon, and we've had our family stuff. I had a great morning with my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of guilt-ridden because there they are working, serving me and at the restaurant. And then I asked the manager of the restaurant, I said, "Can I have like 20 minutes with them, 15 minutes with them?" And it was between the brunch service and the dinner service, so they had a little downtime where they really came over because they're good kids and they're hard workers. Mm-hmm. They came over for about 7 minutes to sit with us.
Actually, the owner said, "You can have the whole afternoon because they're fired."
They actually I gave them little Easter baskets.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
Not baskets but bags
of
cards. We gave them some stuff and I gave them some
very nice
money. And it was
bunny
nice
money, Mike.
I gave them bunny money.
That's right.
And Carla picked out all these wonderful little perfumes and sprays and all
that
girly stuff that she does.
Yeah.
And so it was great to spend time with them, and my family commitment was over, and I took Carla and her mom to this brunch, saw my daughters, went home, and it was a perfect Easter Sunday.
Time to watch.
I got the hockey game at 6 o'clock, starting a perfect time.
Is that your favorite time for a game to
start? Well, it's just they don't do it very often, but that day it was perfect.
Sure.
6 o'clock, and at the brunch, there may have been a few mimosas that began to flow.
Well, it was
adult
Easter,
brunch,
and the mimosas may have turned into a little Irish whiskey.
Oh my God!
Wow.
No, the mimosas turned into Grand Marnier.
Oh, so you're keeping a citrus theme.
Yes, it was the citrus theme. And
were they pouring mimosas that were very dry? Were they strong or were they weak like Marriott mimosas?
Well, I was making them myself at home.
This is
because after brunch, we stopped by the grocery store and I bought orange juice and Korbel.
So what he did is he would pour a glass of Korbel and put the orange juice very near it.
You are now day drinking.
But But the mimosas are not working for me.
Oh, yeah.
The mimosa. The
mimosas are making Mr. Bloat feel Mr. Bloated more.
Yeah, they on a full stomach. Yeah.
They are the most elegant of the day drinks.
They were. Grand Marnier, maybe in the third period, the Grand Marnier may have come out. And the Capitals had a two-goal lead that they gave up with 9 seconds to go. Mm. And when the Capitals gave up the lead with 9 seconds to go, I called Jimmy.
God, I wish you would once just call me so I could talk you down.
I called Jimmy and I said to Jimmy, why don't you come over? And Jimmy, being the loyal good friend that he is, well, Jimmy says, I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
And so Jimmy comes over, asks permission of his mommy if he can get out of the house.
And Maureen approved.
And she approved. And Jimmy had TiVo'd the Buffalo game. So he's watching the Buffalo game and he's about 8 minutes out. Jimmy arrives, and then the Grand Marnier turned into Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
Mm. Oh, God.
Which was the flavor of the evening when both my buddy Chandler and my buddy Stevie, they left. Yeah. And then it was Jimmy and I, and Jimmy said, you want to go out? And I said, sure, let's go out.
Will you entertain a drinking question before you enter phase three?
Yeah.
I could see
mimosas. Don't ask me any question about quantity. It will embarrass me.
All right, then. I withdraw the remark.
Thank you. I knew that. I knew that's exactly where you were going.
I just had to know.
You count. I don't count.
Mike, to me, you count.
I don't count,
Rob. Can you count bottles of liquor? Bottles of liquor?
No.
No, about time? Let's ask you. What time did you make the switch to Irish whiskey?
Time's easy.
You know what? No, time is the worst
thing
to ask.
All I know is the total day began at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Which was the time for brunch. The game began at 6 o'clock.
After that, a series of
transitions. After the game, we decide to go out. We sit there, and we go down to one of the local watering holes here in Manassas, in Deviltown, in the Zit.
Something close. We go out, we're sitting down.
Not easy to find an open place that late on Easter.
We get in Jimmy's car, and we drive, and we look, and Jimmy, I'm definitely being driven around.
Yeah, you got in the Buffalo Mobile.
And so we go by place one, empty. Place two, empty. Right. They're all closed. The last one. They're not only full, but they're rocking. There seems to be a holiday contingent that's in the joint. We walk in there.
Everyone loves Easter.
I order my little short glass, which they give me in a tall glass because they know me there, and it's just
It's a big pour.
It's a big pour and a dangerous pour.
Yeah.
And at that point, we're sitting down, and it's a nice. There's some music. There's a DJ playing. It's Sunday night. I don't know.
Why not?
It's 10 o'clock at night, 10:30, and it's Easter. Everybody's done their family thing, and they're out roaring.
People have the next
day. It's kind of what
off.
I used to do when I owned the joint.
Yeah.
And I see a guy walk by, and he's got this motorcycle club, the Renegade Pigs.
Right.
And I know one of my best buddies, Jerky, is in the room. I said, oh, say hi to my buddy Jerky for me. And the guy turns around and goes, oh, you can do it yourself. He's coming in right now.
And then at
that point, I'm like, oh, no.
You know you're doomed.
So I am there with two of my primary drinking pals, both Jerky and Jimmy. What could possibly go wrong?
This evening and day is as well planned as my China trip.
Yeah. It was not well
planned. Check them both out.
It is the worst day. In my humble opinion, it is the worst day to have a night. Monday is it's the beginning of the work week. You've got to be functional. You guys saw me yesterday. It was not a good day for me.
You alluded to it yesterday. I'm surprised you were here.
I'm surprised
you were functional.
I was very fun.
Yeah,
I know
fine.
I was fun on the show, but it was afterwards
but
that
I told
I wasn't.
Before the show, because I mentioned that, Mike, I had a weekend on Saturday because I went out with Todd.
Right.
But he goes, no. I had my weekend last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, well.
Every bit of my weekend was crammed into Sunday night.
I was like, look, well, you look fine. You're faking it. He's like, you don't know what happened this morning.
Yes.
You stayed out to what time?
I can't even tell you when I came in.
Just
but it was there was no the one thing there was
yes.
there was no after.
Was there a closing time?
There was a closing time at the joint, which was probably 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then I was home.
But when I came in
and I used to in the old days, Rob will tell you this, I used to do the after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'm not capable of doing.
It involved guests and breakfast.
So two to two, is that fair?
2 to 2.
With 12 hours strong.
Wow. What could possibly go wrong?
Now I didn't know.
That didn't happen.
Good.
I wish it did. Purge some of this
alcohol.
When you
have a day like that, do you get a little nappy nap the next day? Like yesterday?
My sleep patterns are totally screwed up.
Yeah.
But to Jimmy and to Jerky and to Chandler and to Stevie, I love you guys. Happy Easter.
And I applaud you. I applaud you because I came in not knowing anything about this on Monday.
Yes.
And I came in with my son. He wanted to come in one day during the spring break. And you were great. Hey, Robert, how's it going? And, blah, 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 and this and this. And I said, go check on Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as Robert was out of the room, you looked at me and you went,
highly functional.
Yeah, you really. you're fake. Well, you fooled them all.
I don't expect it. You know, I requested one of my buddies, and then one of my other buddies, who I never see.
Didn't expect
because
it.
He's always policing the world.
Right.
Yeah, doing his cop work, and I saw him, and it was all over.
The perfect storm is what happened.
That's
yes,
what it was.
Yeah. Yes, it was the perfect storm, and that can only happen to me one more time in the next 10 years.
Are you still feeling it?
Or I will die. Huh?
Are you feeling it?
Oh, oh, you mean what, from Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yes. We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Yay. In a bomb, mama died and daddy got drunk. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, here to talk about Vistaprint. We got another one.
All right.
And really, thank you for sending in your Vistaprint products, because we love Vistaprint. You know that. And this comes to us from Eric Clifford, who is with a company called Interpret San Diego.
He got the two-sided business card. He got the envelope labels, the return address labels, and he had this flyer printed up.
Got a flyer printed up. This is great.
All from Vistaprint.
And really, they're beautiful flyers. And you know, you would think that we have Vistaprint as a client. Why don't we have these?
We should have flyers.
We should.
Why don't we have these, Mark?
We will have those.
We will.
Well said.
Yes.
Thank you. Brought to you by Vistaprint. It's a new world out there.
Sure is.
These days, a lot of us are self-employed, working in small business. Business cards, still very important. 250 of them for $10 and free shipping when you use our code TMOS. That's half off for Vistaprint's new heavier paper stock. Really, really easy. Vistaprint.com. Enter the code TMOS in the search bar. 250 cards for $10. Free shipping, easy and guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And thank you to Eric for showing us his flyer and his business card. It's time to open up the Audio Vault. Oop, let me get that on. And take it away, Rob Spielwagon.
Call up Vistaprint and get some of those.
Those.
Get some of those. The Jack Cassidy contest is still going. Mm-hmm. You can still get your T-shirt.
I got to tell you, the debut, and I know he was in a great location.
Right.
That is the weakest debut of a contest I ever. You could,
because we're going chronological.
You told me he wasn't wearing the T-shirt.
Right.
And then you couldn't hear him say, I didn't hear it.
He was our first entry. And I thought, because of the grace of his location.
Okay.
I thought he earned pulpit.
Please wow me today.
Okay.
No pressure.
Today is Bridget. And Bridget actually takes it to, she does a different angle. She does it sort of as a practical joke.
Is she wearing the T-shirt?
She is.
And you can still get your Jack Cassidy T-shirts.
Absolutely.
And you can still go to a crazy location and videotape yourself. Videotape. You know, tape yourself.
Record yourself.
Video.
I'm sorry. It's because Todd's here and I feel like a totally computer illiterate.
Get your Super 8 camera.
Right.
And what Bridget did is she went into the deli of her local Safeway and went to the deli counter, and all she said to the lady was, "I'm Jack Cassidy."
Okay, see, this is making me laugh. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. Please, please, folks, please speak up, because it is sometimes difficult to hear. I think we're going to be okay today.
We have our technology,
but please speak up.
Know how to
That's
use
right.
It.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe if you don't like your first one, do it again.
So is this going to sound
a
like
retake?
This?
I'm Jack Cassidy.
It won't sound that
Jack
good.
Cassidy.
Don't get your hopes up.
No, but listen, what's great, if you crane your neck,
diminish my expectations.
Listen to the lady behind the deli counter who doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
This I enjoy.
Very
this
good.
Is from Bridget.
I'm Bridget Key. This is for the Mike O'Mara Show.
The deli counter said, "What does that mean?"
I get it. And the video probably looks really good.
Yeah,
and we'll have all the videos up at the website.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
I think it's funny because I know what she's doing. When you say it's a deli counter, and she's just saying it.
Okay, and I'm down for you. What does your name mean to me?
What does your name mean to me?
And I'm glad that her phone has that new condenser mic where it picks up everything except the vocals.
Exactly.
Those refrigeration units are very loud. We'll caption these.
So we thank you very much, Bridget, for entering the Jack Cassidy
All right, that's good, Bridget. Still I call enter. That 2 for 2.
There you go.
All right. Do you think
Keep
tomorrow we might get one that actually you can hear I'm Jack Cassidy?
Let's move on.
And incidentally, when you say it, it's supposed to be, "I'm Jack Cassidy." Try to do the impression.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm Jack Cassidy.
You gotta say that.
Get your head out of your ass.
Say your name. Say, "I'm Jack Cassidy."
Exactly.
And get your shots.
Right.
The Today Show.
And get fart cushion.
Please.
Right.
Bitter that somehow Chris Brown is back being embraced by mainstream media.
It's strange.
I thought he got busted like just a short time ago.
The redemption of Chris Brown.
He came in with a sweater and he was talking to Matt Lauer, and Matt says, "Oh, it's so good to see you, and it's so good to be here." Listen to this.
What has he really done? Well, he's had a couple of hits.
We know.
Yeah, well, he's had a few more hit records than me, but then again, I'm not a rap.
Yeah, but I mean, really not. You know, not iconic.
No,
hits.
Certainly not.
No.
the biggest hit.
Yes.
Never mind.
Right.
Here he is on the Today Show, just glad handing and talking about how he's learned.
Most importantly, you know, knowing that what I did was totally wrong, you know, and having to kind of deal with myself and kind of forgive myself in the same breath.
Forgive himself. Do you think that was tough, to forgive yourself for hitting a woman?
Interesting.
He is.
He says he really messed up his life by beating Rihanna.
But he has also been involved in altercations since that time.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the point I wanted to make about him, about Chris Brown.
So apparently he's on his redemption tour, and I'm glad that he's forgiven himself. Balls award to CNN. Rick Riley, the sports writer, was on yesterday.
Yeah, I always liked Rick Riley.
And he comes out against him strong.
Ever since I didn't know who he was.
And I think this is great.
I'm not going to let him get away with saying I'm a completely changed man.
Absolutely.
He just threw a chair on GMA. He punched Frank Ocean, the singer. He said he's got a pot prescription supplied by his acupuncturist. You know, there's some holes in this story. And by the way, he's like, oh, I'm on a Goodwill tour to show the country how I've changed. No. Let me tell you about how he's changed. He's got a new album, right? Here's a song called Till I Die. If I may, I'm going to quote from the lyrics. Pimps up, hoes down, ass up, nose down, damn bitch, I do it.
Yeah
he's really changed.
Yeah. So there's Rick Riley.
Well said.
But what I like.
But that's a sports guy talking about
it,
right?
Yeah, pretty much. What I like.
Nobody
is
else
that
would.
If you take the reading that Rick Riley gave us. Uh-huh. Perhaps he could have a hit record.
Here's a song called Till I Die. Pimp up, hose down, ass up, nose down, damn bitch, I do it.
<We'll see. laughs>
Hose down. Ass up, no, nose down, damn bitch.
I like this.
I do it.
Hose down. See, now so you're making a mockery.
This is what we talk about all the time. As long as you come back and you're winning or popular, people will support you.
But the fact is,
not everybody.
He's not getting support yet.
But this is a PR tour, and
it's clearly what it is.
It's very interesting that he goes on. When you say he was embraced by the Today Show, they obviously went to that place that he doesn't like to go to.
It was, yeah, but.
Otherwise, they were kissing his ass?
It was very friendly.
It was
so
a fluff
good to
piece.
See you.
It's
it
PR
was.
Tour.
And what really
what they do.
Made
play
me.
The clip from Rick Riley one more time so people know, because when you set it up I got confused for a second. This is Rick Riley talking about Chris Brown and what Chris Brown has done since the Rihanna beating.
Riley is not embracing his tour.
I'm not going to let him get away with saying I'm a completely changed man. He just threw a chair on GMA. He punched Frank Ocean, the singer. He said he's got a pot prescription supplied by his acupuncturist. You know, there's some holes in this story. And by the way, he's like, oh, I'm on a Goodwill tour to show the country how I've changed. No. Let me tell you about how he's changed. He's got a new album, right? Here's a song called Till I Die. If I may, I'm going to quote from the lyrics. Pimps up, hoes down, ass up, nose down.
All right, so that's it. And that's talking about Chris Brown. You know, and Rihanna, apparently, I read a profile of her. I forgot whether it was Esquire, GQ, or one of those magazines, or Vanity Fair, maybe.
I think it was New York Times.
It wasn't in the Times, but I was reading it, and apparently they are still kind of
buddies,
flirtatious with one another, and they don't really talk about it a lot. But, you know, there was comments about Chris Brown coming into a club where Rihanna was, and they had booths that were right next to each other, and then they were kind of flirting across the banquette that they were both in, and I think that they have a bond, and I really do from observing it. I think their bond is weed. I think she loves weed, and he loves weed, and she associates him with weed, and I think that's what it might be.
The thing that troubles him,
notorious.
I think it's more abuse.
Yeah, it's like a victim thing. Yeah, in my eyes, it's a victim thing.
Who knows?
Like a woman on cop saying, "Don't take him."
It's just a theory.
The thing that troubles me is that
because I mean that weed makes you violent.
Chris Brown. Yeah, we've seen it.
Look at all the people I've beaten.
Yeah, the gunfire
like a box of Triscuits.
Chris Brown said, "I did my 52 weeks, and I'm a changed man." He said that kind of like he paid off a financial debt. Uh-huh. Like 52 weeks, that's the price of doing what he did. And I just don't see it. I don't embrace it. And I just keep an eye on him because he's playing us right now.
This past July, his album went to the number one spot, his album on iTunes.
That's nice.
People are buying his record.
Good
people
for him.
Are stupid.
Good for him. Mike, do you care that Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon sang?
This I can't figure out. I mean, I don't know.
It makes me once again think that Jay Leno's an ass.
And Jimmy Fallon's an ass.
Yeah.
And the fact is now.
Asses unite.
You know what I see when I see this? You know, when it comes to corporate suits, we're anti-authority.
We
in this
tend
room.
To side with the talent.
We really do. But this seems to me now that there were NBC executives that were just licking their chops and rubbing their hands together going, isn't this great that cute little Jimmy and cute little Jay are making a funny Who's Gonna Get the Tonight Show? They can kiss my ass.
And it was expensively produced to a point where obviously NBC is behind this.
Oh, sure.
Right. And now I feel played.
Yeah, NBC again. Universal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked when Jay, for a moment, for just one fleeting moment, Jay was putting jokes about NBC in his monologue, and you heard about perhaps a scathing email that was sent by a corporate suit.
For a minute, he was his own man.
That's when I was loving Jay.
But not even that, because even a Jay Leno a Jay Leno joke is not scathing.
I know.
Not even at his worst.
Weak sauce.
So anyway.
Well, you got Craig Ferguson, you got Jimmy Kimmel. They're both on other networks, and they're both infinitely more funny than either Fallon or Leno, so I don't care.
A tip of the hat, real quick, let's finish up. I feel sorry for the people of Galveston. Because they're trying to reinvent the city, and they're doing a big ad campaign that they've rebuilt since Katrina, and they were able to pay the licensing for the song Galveston,
nice
the Glenn Campbell song.
Galveston, whoa, Galveston.
Galveston, Galveston.
They paid $25,000, but then they realized they only got the composition, not the recording.
Oh,
so to
no.
do the spot, they had to get a cover, and it ain't good.
Oh, okay.
Galveston, oh Galveston.
Too slow.
Oh God.
I still hear your sea waves.
Too sluggish.
Crashing.
Don't you get a speech impediment?
Don't you want to go there now?
No. Galveston, whoa, Galveston.
That is horrible.
That is one of the worst covers I've ever heard.
Really bad. They've been through enough. They don't need this. And I know, Glenn, you've seen better days, but can you just let them have the record? Yeah. Let them have the record.
Well, he's got his own issues.
I know he does. As I said, he's been through a lot. And, and amongst all this, last night, Conan O'Brien, because he's on TBS now, took his show to Atlanta. So he's broadcasting live from Atlanta. How exciting is that?
That's an interesting choice.
Well, because that's, where Turner is based. Okay. They're still based in Atlanta.
Oh, right.
So then they want to go there. There we are, licking the corporate suits again.
Exactly. So anyway, he's live from Atlanta, and they actually did the show from a refurbished church.
Check it out. This is beautiful and quite unusual. We're coming to you from a former Baptist church that was turned into a beautiful theater. It's called the Tabernacle. Look at this. Isn't this amazing? Beautiful.
That's cool.
Fun fact, the Tabernacle has a non-functioning organ.
Yeah.
Which finally explains my wife's nickname for me, the Tabernacle.
And that is your magic audio ball, right?
Good material. We'll take a break, come back with buzz and news right after this.
Little thing that you do make me glad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's not waste any time. A man who had gunfire in his neighborhood just the other night,
he
ladies and gentlemen.
Death.
It was frightening.
That's
is
right.
What it was.
And how did the date end with Susan?
She spent the night.
Oh. Well,
honestly, she had an appointment in town the next, because she lives out west. She had an appointment in town the next morning. It was just as easy to stay with
us.
You always stay with your friends.
Or they stay with you.
Right, like the evening ended like a Chris Brown song.
Right. I am so...
They move west, but then they home.
No matter how my friends are, I am so delighted to see them and then say goodbye to them.
That's right.
She was no trouble at all. It was a pleasure having her on.
Okay, very good. And how old is she, just out of
curiosity? I'm going to say about my age, maybe a little younger.
Okay.
Yeah, little she'd younger almost have to be.
Just about everybody is.
Sorry about that. Let's get the news.
Nothing to be sorry about, Mike. This newscast is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens.
I got my new, it's not the Belvedere, it's the rechargeable cigar. I got my new rechargeable cigar. Cigar from Smart Smoke.
Fantastic.
It's got a really neat little finish on the outside of it. It's super cool, and it's just another option they have. I was enjoying my Belvedere so much that I wanted to get the rechargeable one so I could have them all the time.
Can I see it after the show?
Absolutely. It's lovely. It's got a beautiful finish.
Wow.
So go to their website, check out the one.
And I paid for it, Mark, all by myself.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Thank you very
much. Just ruined his day.
That's our top story then. check out.
Well, usually with clients, sometimes you get
free
apps.
Well, it comes with the job.
You get like free fart machines. machines and things like that.
That's right. Well, you can try the rechargeable that Mike just got, or you can try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas.
I love the Belvedere.
Listen, with same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Smart Smoke.
Prosecutors, let's just get this out of the way. Prosecutors in Colorado have decided to go for the death penalty in the case against the man accused of killing a dozen people and wounding 58 others.
Yes, this liberal is applauding the death penalty. Fry that jerk.
At an Aurora movie theater. The only downside of this is it...
I believe in the death penalty for guys like
it
that.
It drags out the trial, and it's going to make those families go through all this again, and that was one of the things they had to consider. Do we drag this out? And if they do, then he can take the insanity plea, which is apparently what he's going to do. He faces 166 counts of murder, attempted murder, and other charges. The lawyers are expected to enter that insanity plea on his behalf.
He's a useless bag of water.
Now, to the state where the worst imaginable gun massacre occurred is now poised to pass the toughest gun control laws in the country.
Bipartisan.
Exactly. Republicans and Democrats joined forces in Connecticut to put together a bill that is expected to pass tomorrow. The bill also provides better school security and better mental health care, and it requires universal background checks. The state already had a ban, and still has a ban, on semi-automatic assault rifles. This new bill expands the legal definition of assault rifles and bans a lot more of them, including the AR-15 used to gun down children at an elementary school. Now, 160 such weapons would be banned compared to the 66 that are currently outlawed. The new law also bans the sale of high-capacity magazines of more than 10 rounds. The official report on the Sandy Hook massacre shows that 20 children and 6 educators died in a rain of 154 bullets fired in 4 minutes.
I don't know how, and certainly the NRA would make a case that the banning these weapons is not going to do that
much.
Right. But I will tell you, when I hear universal background check, mm-hmm. that to me is encouraging. And when I hear also that coupled with mental health, that's a very good thing. Because that's what you've heard from the other side, and I'd like to see
that. And remember,
that
I can't stress this enough, the recent survey that showed 84% of Americans, in some states, 90% of the people surveyed, are in favor of better and universal background checks.
Right.
It's what America wants, and it isn't happening.
Yep.
To continue, the official the guns, however, do continue to take the lives of children. In Miami this week, a 4-year-old girl was shot to death, apparently by a 6-year-old boy. It happened at their grandparents' house. Quoting the grandfather, sometimes kids don't know the difference between a real and a fake gun.
And that's why, if you're going to be one of these people, it goes without saying. And lock them up. Put them in a proper place. But when people, like men in America, are playing cowboys and Indians, which they really like to do, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle. There are a lot of guys. And Oscar, you know what I'm talking about. People who will say, I've got my gun. I've got one in my dresser drawer. I've got one here. That have them all in different locations. And that can be tricky. That can be really, really dangerous, mm-hmm. especially when there's a little one involved.
In Washington, the White House continues its efforts to better gun control violence. Vice President Joe Biden is the point man sent to Capitol Hill to bend the ears of Republicans refusing to budge on high-capacity magazines and even those better background checks we mentioned. That refusal to budge, by the way, that's what Americans dislike most about Republicans. A new Gallup poll says refusal to compromise is the number one complaint that voters have about the once grand old party.
That's my complaint, and I'm not going to budge on it.
I hope they scream this from the highest mountain, because that will have some effect on legislation in general, and we'll be able to get through some stuff.
Even 26% of Republicans feel that way. That's how they responded in the poll.
You know what? And they, for a long time, they were talking principle, and I like to see this, and I hope it works.
Yeah.
Now that he has money, last week's Powerball winner is now paid in full on his back child support. Pedro Quezada owed nearly $29,000 in support, which he quickly paid after winning the $152 million in a lump sum lottery payout. And true to his word, Quezada is using more of that money to pay the rents of his neighbors, everyone on his block, for the next 2 months.
That's terrific. That's great. Yeah. That's that. You know what? I'm all for that guy now. I've changed. Yeah. I've flip-flopped on him twice now. Yeah. I was down on the whole child support thing. That's a cool move. I mean, it's a cool move whether you have the child support issue.
He is the fickle man.
I'm fickle.
Finally.
I love that move. Paying everybody's rent for 2 months. Cool.
But he's going to boss him around now.
Last week, we learned that Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife offering $100,000 to anyone who can design and create a better condom that feels better. But a company in Seattle's out with a condom that tastes better because it's bacon flavored.
Oh God, gross.
It also looks like bacon with its curvy reddish brown stripes, but mainly it smells and tastes like bacon thanks to what the company describes as, quote, an ultra premium bacon flavored personal lubricant.
Oh man.
Bon appetit. I am Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. This whole new meaning to the word pork.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey Todd Moore, your app is Fart Couch.
Fart Cushion.
Fart Cushion?
That's yes. Right.
And I wish you the Godspeed on your trip to China with our boy here.
We'll bring American farts over to that country and bridge the culture gap.
Play that in Red China. The fart out. Our show today was brought to you by Score Big. Taking your family to a game or any event can be really expensive, especially when you're paying too much for tickets. Go to scorebig.com. We appreciate their business. You take care. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you.